Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, covering all kinds of topics around the Umpqua Valley. Here we are, fourth day of June, and wrapping up the academic year shortly for Umpqua Community College. President Dr. Rachel Pokrant is in. Thanks for coming in.
It's always a pleasure. I'm so glad I'm here. Good to see you.
And you brought some security with you today in the form of an intern. Tell us, introduce Logan to us.
This is Logan Klopfenstein, and he is our summer intern. And I'll let him introduce himself because he's super interesting and one of our great products of Douglas County here and Roseburg School District. And he's back for the summer from George Fox and is interning at the college, helping us with some projects and shadowing me. So I thought it'd be fun to bring him on the radio with you.
So Logan, get real close to the microphone there. How long have you been the shadow of the college president?
It's been about 2 weeks now, but I've only been working a couple days, still ironing out the schedule.
So what has it been like so far?
It's been super fun, learning a lot each day, just working hand-in-hand with Rachel, whether it be meetings or going on trips with some of her faculty members.
And talk about your background. You graduated from RHS, right?
Yes. Born and raised here in Roseburg, Oregon. Graduated from RHS while also doing dual enrollment with UCC.
And talk about the dual enrollment thing, because that seems to be really advantageous.
Yeah, so during high school, I was able to take courses at the high school that were eligible for college credit, and I was able to apply those to the university that I'm at right now, George Fox, which enabled me to not have to take some classes and alleviated stress off of my workload now.
Not only maybe saving some money in the process, too.
Yes. I saved quite a bit of money while going through UCC, which has been very beneficial.
So what's your major?
My major is biology right now. I don't have a minor, but pre-med focus.
All right, we'll talk more about what Logan's got planned here in a bit. Rachel, talk about maybe your overall evaluation of the last 9 months at UCC.
Oh, it's been a killer year. We launched some new programs this year. We have a new medical assisting program, a mechatronics program, artificial intelligence. So launching some new programs was great, really great career paths for students. We had the most successful Legacy Ball fundraiser the college has ever had, raised the most money, and just I'm always overwhelmed at how generous our community is with the college and supporting us to do all the work we do with students. And we're coming up on graduation, and we have the highest number of graduates in our history. So it's been a great year. We have a few new faculty that have been fantastic, and every single year I fall in love with my students, so some great students, and it's always a good time of the year because we're sending them off to the next thing that they're doing in their life, but also kind of sad because we'll miss them.
Talk about the athletic piece at UCC the past year.
Oh, we've had a really good athletic year. Our women's basketball were in the NWAC championship, so they made it all the way to the final two teams. We unfortunately lost out to Lane Community College, our great rivals to the north there. But Brooklyn Feely, who's one of our players, was actually the player of the year for the entire NWAC conference. And our coach, Dave Strickland, was named the Southern Region Coach of the Year. So that's women's basketball. Women's soccer, we had one of our students, Anna Augusto, who is an All-American. And that's the first time we've had an All-American at UCC, so that was exciting. We have two national championship qualifiers in men's wrestling. We have a national champion women's wrestler. And baseball finished second in the Southern Region. And then I have to tell you about athletics in terms of track and field, because we are raising money right now and working on resurfacing our track up at UCC, because we have the most successful track team that doesn't have a track. We're super proud of them. We came third in the MWAC championships overall, and we have we took first place in the 4x400 relay, and just lots of highlights for the track team this year that we're really proud of. And then most importantly, Kyle, those students did really well with their GPAs because they're all students first, and they had the highest number of community service hours in the country, if you can believe that.
Wow.
I know, isn't that great? We're part of an online program called Helper Helper, and there are sports teams that track the amount of volunteer hours they give to their community. And we are currently in the lead. We're tied with one other school, and it doesn't finish till July 1st, but so proud of what our athletes do for this community and give back in so many ways.
Well, and one of the things as well with some of the student housing downtown and more on the way is if you go to any downtown events, you probably see college athletes helping out with something.
Yeah, it's pretty great when you're setting up for something like Blocktoberfest and you've got, 50 tables you have to set up in tents, and you've got a 40 young men in their prime who can jump out there and do all that grunt work for you. So I know it's much appreciated, and our students really reflect well on the institution.
You mentioned the track. What is the need there financially, and kind of what's the plan to get that done?
Well, we've already raised about half the money that we need. And we have some generous support from the community. And then the college is chipping in some money as well. And that project should start in late spring of next year. So by this time next year, we'll have a nice new track for those amazing athletes.
So where are they running now?
They we have an agreement with Sutherland School District. So they practice at the track up there. But that means we can never have a home meet. And we'd like to host a home meet and maybe some of the regional championships. It's a great economic boost for the community when we bring in teams like that and parents who spend the night and go to restaurants and stuff like that. So it's a really good thing for the community, not just for the college.
So graduation, when, where, how many graduates talk about what's going on?
Yes. So the graduate total that I have right now is 666, but it changes kind of hourly. We have students finishing programs as we speak, GED folks passing their tests and things like that. Graduation is on the 14th at 6 o'clock. It's Friday the 14th. But just special message out there to anybody who's graduating. You need to be there at 4 p.m. But if you want to come join us and celebrate with us, it's 6 p.m. out at Swanson Auditorium, which is our outdoor venue there on campus. Should be a great night. We have an awesome keynote speaker this year. His name is Tom Williams. He's the president of Umqua Research, which, if you don't know it, is this very cool little business down in Myrtle Creek that does amazing work. They make parts for the International Space Station and for other NASA projects. And Tom is actually a UCC alum. He then went off to OHSU and not OHSU, OSU, sorry. And came back to Myrtle Creek to work, and he is amazing. And he's going to come talk about his journey and being, a local student that is doing such important work on more of a global level.
So getting through this school year, this is year number what for you?
I am finishing up my third year. July will be 3 years for me, yeah.
And so you kind of walked in right in the middle or towards the end of a little pandemic situation.
Oh, I thought we weren't ever going to say that word ever again. Yes, I came in July 2021 at the end of COVID. The campus had been closed for a year and a half. When I took over the position. So glad we're through those times.
All right, we're going to talk more when we come back after this break. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. True Wealth Radio with David Littlejohn later on at 4. And tomorrow's program, Liz Jones will go through the Riverbend Live season out in Winston. Those concerts back this year. Umpqua Community College President Dr. Rachel Pokrant in. And Logan Klopfenstein, who is an intern this summer. Logan, what's the biggest thing you've learned so far in the last couple of weeks hanging around all this?
I think some of the biggest things that I've learned is just the inner workings that go behind the scenes with the administrative staffs working to serve our communities.
And you talked about being at the college, taking college dual credit courses while you were in high school. How did you pick George Fox?
I chose George Fox because I had an incentive to go there due to wanting to play football, Division III football.
And how's now? You've already started at George Fox, right?
I'll be a senior there next year.
Oh my! How time flies. I was trying to figure out which year you graduated, and it wasn't coming to me. But so you've moved along pretty quickly.
Yes, I'm going to graduate an entire year early, and that's due to the dual enrollment at UCC that I took through the high school.
Well, I know how much George Fox costs. So if you've saved that much money, you've done very well.
I might have a couple loans here and there, for sure.
Right, but I mean, versus one more year of tuition,
yes,
you have even, you know, more on your plate to figure out financially.
Yes, that's why I'm super thankful to be shaving off a year of tuition.
Wow, yeah, because George Fox is a great school, but it does not come cheap. So, Rachel, talk about the college. You know, this year is kind of a special one, the 60th anniversary, and not everybody probably realizes some of the humble beginnings of UCC.
Yeah, you know, it's such a fortunate time to be at the college to get to celebrate this great anniversary. It will be 60 years. It actually was technically 60 years. In March was the date when the college was first founded in 1964. And we get to celebrate this year. And some of the things I've learned over that time, just sort of planning the celebrations that'll happen in September, has just been really fascinating. I mean, the first thing is we've got over 30,000 graduates with certificates and degrees from the college. So it's such a huge alumni base. And that's not counting all the people like Logan, who took a certain number of credits, never necessarily finished a certificate or a degree because he used us to go on to another institution, which is a really important part of what we do. So when you think of how many people the college has impacted over that time, it's just really impressive. So we've got a few cool things going on. Many of you will probably have already seen our Throwback Thursday social media posts. We're posting really cool pictures from back in the day. Many community members might see themselves in some of those photos. So we've been doing that since March, just kind of a soft launch. And we also have an archive webpage that is really extensive, and there's an opportunity there to either type in your story or upload old photographs of the college as well. So we're trying to grow that archive, and you can find that on our front-facing webpage. Right at the bottom of the webpage, you can click on it and go and see videos and pictures. It's very cool. And then we are planning a big party for September 21st. So everybody put that on your calendars now, save the date, because it is going to be a community-wide event. We will have homecoming games at the campus. It's a Saturday, so it'll be all day. And we will have a history walk with all of the archives and reminders of great things that have gone on at the college in the past. We'll have an auto extravaganza, and there'll be a kid zone and some theater arts and musical performances going on. And then we also have a band coming in for that party atmosphere. So everybody's invited. We look forward to celebrating. It is a huge milestone. And part of that celebration, of course, is celebrating the community that's provided us with so much support over the years.
Now, have you came across any graduates from those original first year or two?
Yeah, we actually know a lot of them. There's actually a big group in the community, my neighbors included, shout out to the Longies, who are graduates of sort of the 69-70 class. who all still get together very, very regularly. They're all friends still, and many of them married each other. It's really sweet. So there's that group, and then there's groups from many of the years who still know each other, and many of our business leaders right here in town are UCC grads. We are well represented here in Douglas County, and all those folks are very much connected to the college still. But if you're out there hearing this and you don't feel connected to the college, please reach out. You can go through that archive webpage and remind us who you are and get connected for all the events, and we'll send you a T-shirt, and we want to celebrate you and your achievements.
As we look towards next fall, I mean, I know you're already planning some things. Do you have any new things on the horizon you want to mention?
Yeah, a few new programs. We are starting an LPN program, which is Licensed Practical Nurse. So it's the sort of level between Certified Nurse Assistant and a full RN. So it's called an LPN. And then we have completely reimagined our business program at the college. We brought in a whole bunch of folks from business and industry around the community and reimagined what the skills are that somebody with a business degree should really have. What they've created is this is an associate's degree that is really made up of a lot of micro-credentials in things like social media marketing and accounting and all of the little pieces you would need to be a really strong business person. So I'm very excited about that relaunch of our new imagined business program.
Now, one of the things you've worked on and really put a new emphasis on since you've been here is the whole issue of housing. And in fact, that even ties into a request that went in from Congresswoman Hoyle to help with student housing at the college. What are some of your hopes and dreams there?
Yeah, so we will finish up remodeling the old Newberry's department store on Jackson Street this summer. The students will move in right at the beginning of September, so we are feverishly working on that this summer. We plan to have an open house to let community see what we've done in there. It's quite amazing, the transformation, and it'll be a great place for students to live. And then the last building that we purchased is the original post office on Oak Street and Cass. Cass Street. I'm getting it confused with our other building. On Cass Street, the old post office, and that's the last one that we need to remodel. So that's that money that we are so fortunate to have been recognized by Congresswoman Hoyle's office for funding for that building. It'll be a big job. It's an old building. It was built in 1912, and so it needs all of the upgrades, and then also, you know, of course, remodeling it into those spaces for people to live. So we feel very fortunate to have been supported in that way through that grant ask.
Now, what about, you mentioned the finances. How's the school doing financially overall?
You know, we are doing great. We always watch our pennies in education, and we do that because we want to make the very most impact for all of our students. And also, it is a privilege to spend public money. So I always tell my staff, if you want to look at your neighbor in the eye and say that you spent their money in the best way for a return on investment for the community every single day. So we're doing well. We are in a strong financial position and always watching our pennies and making sure that every investment we make is something that really pays off for the community.
Any special projects your board is working on right now?
Oh, my board is always working to help the college. But one of the things that we're looking at is we need new space on campus for some of our new medical programs. And so making sure that we have the funding for that to do that in the right way and have a great building project. So they're pretty highly focused on that, I would say.
And as we get ready to wrap up again, remind folks when, where, and all that for graduation.
Graduation is June 14th. It's a Friday, 6 p.m. at the beautiful UCC campus. And come if you're a graduate, come if you're a family or friend, and come if you're just a community member that wants to be involved in something that is super joyful and all about the future. We'd love to have you join us.
All right. Umpqua Community College President Dr. Rachel Pokrant, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
And Logan Klopfenstein, we'll let you get back to your official shadowing duties. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, 1257 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.